This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Excellent throw and catch. Just gets inside, uses his big body. No answer for number 87.
And former NFL linebacker Joe Mays.
Mays missed him first. And in typical North Dakota State toughness, Mays got up and stayed with it and got Newton from behind.
Hello. Check this out.
Players Only, presented by U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit.
All right, what's going on, Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom? We are back. Players Only is back in the building. And I got my boy Joe Mays in the building. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, man? How's everybody doing out there today? How you doing today, Dana?
I'm doing all right. We got a little twist thrown to us this segment or this session or this week.
This show?
A couple of different twists. And as everybody out there knows, this is Players Only. Joe Mays, myself, Sean Barber, normally in the building. And we got a little curveball thrown to us. So for everyone out there and the new listeners, Players Only is on each week during the football season, 6 to 7 p.m. And it's a roundtable discussion, normally just us chopping it up in studio, occasionally having a special guest, but just chopping up things that are going on with the Chiefs around the NFL, in sports, on and off the field. And as this crazy year has gone on, or this new year has started, this pandemic has hit a lot of things in a lot of crazy ways.
Yeah.
And this week, Sean Barber, our partner normally in studio, has gotten the COVID virus.
Yep.
And because of his contact with parties of the Chiefs broadcast, I, by default, am now a little bit in quarantine. I have tested negative, but just to be safe, since the last game and the last time we were around each other was Sunday's game against the Chargers, I am home. Joe is in studio.
Yeah.
Julio is controlling us as usual.
Julio.
And I am in my basement. And Barbershop, for all those wondering, is at home sick. So our prayers and thoughts are with him. And hopefully he'll heal up and get better soon. I was on a call with him yesterday, and he sounded well, but he's still a little under the weather. So we hope that he's back fully strong and back for the divisional playoff game coming up. And you can catch him on the pregame and postgame shows on the Chiefs.com app. So all that being said, we're still here, and we're back in business, Players Only, and Joe, you may have to handle some more responsibilities.
That's fine. That's fine with me. I'm okay
cool
with that.
Though.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah. I'm good, man. We just need people to go ahead and text in today. I mean, just send some things that's, send your thoughts, send whatever you want to send about the Chiefs. You know, if you want us to say something to Barbershop for you, as far as getting better, we can do that. Whatever you want to send in today, and then, you know, it'll be myself just reading it off, and you know, us, you know, having a giggle or just talking about it if it's something of importance. So yeah, man, just stay tuned, listen in, and send a text in.
Yeah, Joe, you sound relaxed after the holiday. You had the new year come about. You got the Leia Center.
Yep.
You got your massages and all that good stuff going. So it's good that you are in the right frame of mind, and I'm just chilling here in the basement. But for everybody out there, the Leia Center, Joe Mays, does an outstanding job, and I want to give him props as we start this 2021 year off. I was fortunate and able to get a lot of gift cards, send some people from Entercom, some family members, some friends out there. Barbershop does the same. Send them down to the Leia Center for some cryotherapy, massage, a lot of different services down there, holistic services. So outstanding job, and hopefully you guys had a great end of 2020 and are starting off good in 2021.
Yeah, man. Hey, I appreciate the love, man. Appreciate the support that you and Barbershop continue to show, and not only you guys, but everyone that continue to come in, all of our clients. Whether you're someone that comes in all the time or whether you've only come in one time, I think just you coming in and supporting us, you know, we really, really, truly appreciate that, because we are trying to become an imprint. We're trying to put an imprint on Kansas City when it comes to our business and when it comes to holistic health. So that's something that we believe in, and we want to continue to educate others and have others come in and learn a little bit more so that it can hopefully help change their lifestyle. So, yeah, man, like I said before, I appreciate all the support from everybody. And yeah, man, you know, we added another year. So, you know, so far, so good. I can't complain.
There you go. And you got, with everything with the Leia Center, you get the woosah treatment.
Woosah,
you get
yeah.
the relaxation. And that kind of brings us into what we're dealing with now with this bye week around the Chiefs Kingdom. Everybody gets to just exhale
yep.
and relax based on how this Chiefs team, this Chiefs organization, when a lot of times people were concerned about a Super Bowl hangover, what would they do in the second act? And they ended this season in great fashion, a 14-2 record,
yep.
number one seed, and being able to just relax and chill and watch Super Wild Card Weekend coming up. And in this first quarter, as always, and each week, we're sponsored by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. I wanted to get into just the Chiefs season recap and recognizing how special we are, the special position we are in. And just even though we're in a relaxed state, we can still reflect on this Chiefs season and what was accomplished. And even though we only had up to 17,000 fans in the stadium and we didn't feel like we got a chance to capitalize on the Super Bowl win earlier this year. 2020 has been crazy, mm-hmm. but in regards to football, it's been special for the Chiefs.
Oh, absolutely. I believe they came back with the vengeance this year. You see time and time again, you know, any team besides the Patriots, and I bring them up because, you know, they have shown in the past that they were, you know, the premium top team in the NFL. You know, they are consistent year in, year out, week in, week out. And now you're starting to see your home team, the Chiefs, turn into that same exact team, being consistent. I think that, number one, that was something that they wanted to come into the season and be consistent and continue to do things the right way. They've shown that. They wanted to come in and play fast. They've definitely shown that at all three phases, especially on the offensive side of the ball. They've been taking care of business on the offensive side of the ball, moving up and down the field, scoring at ease. And it all starts with Mahomes. He's had these guys ready to go, ready to flow every single game. And it's never a dull time whenever he's on the field. Whether you're, you know, just sitting at home watching the game, whether you're in the stands as a spectator, hell, whether you're a player on the sidelines getting a chance to watch a teammate, he's been going out there and performing, showing up and showing out. So that's something that you really truly can appreciate. And I want to say this for the fans out there, just everyone that's listening. I don't know if you guys understand how lucky we are, and what I mean by that is, we have the best team in the NFL. We have a team that can come out, and like I talked about just a couple seconds ago, come out and compete and just beat the crap out of every single team that they play week in, week out, and they're consistent mm-hmm. at doing so. So, I mean, I've known, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs teams, especially during my time, whether I play here or whether I played in Denver or wherever else I played, and knowing, you know, how beloved they are by the Chiefs fans, and how, you know, sometimes they showed up. They didn't necessarily show up and show out like they were supposed to, and you didn't get the outcome that you wanted. But now it's starting to pay off. For all you guys that's out there that's continuing to root and cheer on this Chiefs team, everything that you've been doing for the past 10, 15 years is finally starting to pay off. Now you're starting to get exactly what you wanted to get as soon as you turn on the TV or as soon as you come to the stadium. You get a Chiefs team that's dominant, that everyone is around the NFL is scared of. It starts, you know, from having the best head coach in the game in Andy Reid, to having the best quarterback in the game to Mahomes, and also having the best. I can't even call him a supporting cast, because every single one of these guys can go and be the star on any other NFL team out there. So, you know, I'm definitely appreciative. I think that's one thing that we need to be. We need to continue to be thankful, although it isn't Christmas. Be thankful, although it isn't, you know, Thanksgiving. Continue to be thankful for what we have here, because they're continuing to show up and show out, you know, and really do some dangerous things out there in the NFL.
And I definitely want to open up the text lines and the phone lines, 913-576-7610, because there are people out there, there are fans out there that agree with you, Joe. This was an outstanding season, a follow-up that I don't know if many people really had confidence would happen in the way it did. 6-2 at home, 8-0 on the road. Patrick Mahomes only playing 15 games, 4,740 yards passing, 38 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, only sacked 22 times with a rating of 108.2. So when you look at the numbers, they speak for themselves, but kind of tagging on to what you said, Joe, the great thing about this organization, or I should say what one of the great things about this team is how entertaining they were.
Yes.
They were, you know, it was fun to watch. And as a guy that's sitting in the booth calling the game with Mitch Holthus each and every week, I found myself giggling, laughing at times, just truly entertained at what we're seeing on the field. And I think a lot of times people get caught up in the end score or the Chiefs coming from behind or some of the close matchups and close games because they were against lesser opponents. And you get kind of freaked out. Instead of just relaxing, taking that exhale, and recognizing that this is a special window of time in Chiefs history, and we should just sometimes just relish the fact that we have greatness in front of us.
Absolutely.
And the possibility of doing something that only a select amount of teams have ever done in the history of the NFL. I mean, they have an opportunity to run it back, and they've called that shot since they left Miami back in February, that they wanted to run it back. They wanted to do something special. Everything from what Brett Veach and Andy Reid has done in accumulating talent, signing guys on, extending contracts, giving big dollars to the stars, put us in this position right now. So I think I agree with you. I think the fans need to recognize how special it is. And this time of the season, and we'll talk about the playoff picture in the NFC and the AFC later, but this time of the season, I think there's some people, because of the scorn of the teams that you played on, the teams that I played on, and Chiefs history, that we start to get some anxiety. You start to worry, and you start to pick apart, well, you know, is this team really as good as they need to be? Are they playing with fire? And all these different questions, as opposed to just taking that time, sitting back, enjoying Super Wild Card Weekend, and recognizing that we have the best team in the NFL, and we're winning football games regardless of how close those games are.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like I said, you know, I'm definitely thankful. I'm thankful to you know, sit back and watch these guys go out there and perform the way they perform. I'm thankful for Coach Reed because not only did he give me, bring me here to Kansas City, but he gave me my first opportunity in the NFL. And to see him finally be in a place where he's been working and grinding to try to get to, now the product is finally going, it's finally being shown out there on the field. And, you know, it's making his time worthwhile. Like, not only do we get a chance to week in, week out, watch other NFL games and see other, you know, coaches out there that came from under his tree, but he get a chance to lead the best team in the NFL. I think that's something that, you know, it speaks volumes to the type of man that he is. And, I mean, look, I know y'all listen now. Y'all want us to just specifically talk about the Chiefs, but I think you can't say anything about just the team or the players without speaking about the general, and that's Coach Reed.
Definitely. And as we come to the end of the first quarter, we got so many different topics, and it's crazy to say, with the Chiefs coming upon a bye, we still got a lot to talk about, and we only got a select amount of minutes to get to it. We got coaches in Eric Bieniemy being highly sought out around the NFL. We got things that are going on in society, in our country, where athletes are having a voice about, and we want to tackle all of that. Plus, we got some huge games coming up this weekend. But after we get through this first quarter, we'll come back to you and talk about a few of those different things, specifically what's going on in society, because regardless of what we see on the field, there's a lot bigger things that are happening, and a lot of guys that wear the Chiefs jersey and the NFL jerseys around the league have a voice in that. So when we come back for the second quarter, we'll talk about more of those things and the playoff picture and where Eric Bieniemy may need to be at in 2021.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back. Second quarter of Players Only, and Joe Mays in studio, and I am in my basement, the man cave, making it through this show. As always, our friends at U.S. Bank are our sponsors. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Joe, we got some activity on the text line. Some really cool notes I see from the 217. We love you, Sean. Get well, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate that. I know he does as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We got another text from the 785. Each of you, please take care. Whole barbershop, recover soon. Thank you for the show. Hey, we appreciate you guys listening in because, quite frankly, if it wasn't for you tuning in, listening to us talk and joke around and laugh around and be silly and be who we are, we wouldn't have a show. So thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. We got the 913. As a player, what is it like to have a bye week and not know who you're going to play yet? Joe, I don't know if we hadn't spoken before the show, and I don't know if you were in a situation during your career where you were had the luxury of just sitting back and watching other teams play. But two times during my career, after the 95 season and 97 season, we were a top seed that had a bye. And it is different. Now, I will never, ever say, and I've spoken all week during it, rust versus rest is non-existent to a player. We always will lean on rest. There is no such thing as rust. A lot of players, or I should say a lot of the national outlets, and I've contemplated this question, thrown it out there, and you have the different pundits that talk about it, but from a player's perspective, we relish the opportunity to rest. Doesn't matter what time of the season it is. Just to kind of give you a reference point, and Joe, I don't know if this is the same for you, but in April, when the schedule comes out each and every year, I would venture to believe, and I would bet money, a large portion of the players that are out there look at the schedule. The first thing they look at is where the bye week is.
Yep.
The second thing is national television games. The third is probably how many home games you have and how many away games you have in a row. So are you on a three-game road streak or a three-game home streak during the season, and you are thinking about that aspect of it. But number one, by far, is always about where that bye week is. And the question that pops up about rest versus rust is non-existent. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that, and I may have mentioned this in past weeks on this show, we don't ask that question after the bye week in the middle of the season. Hey, they have a bye week in week 12 or week 10. Are they going to be rusty? No, because that's during the season. So why would we ever think that rust would be a factor in the latter part of the season? Because they've gone through an entire season to get to a point to earn a first week bye in the playoffs. It just doesn't happen. So in this situation, in answering the text from the 913, the position of being in the, sitting and watching other games and having that bye is that you get to watch everybody else unfold, everything else unfold in the wild card round, and you kind of get an idea of what you may face in that divisional. It's not anything crazy. A lot of times the guys are getting together to watch the games. From a player's perspective, and I don't know if this is the same for you, but I can't watch football just for entertainment. I watch it almost like I'm scouting, even though I hadn't played in 20 years. I watch it from a different than regular fans do, and that kind of carries into being a guy that's watching when my team's not playing and the other teams are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this right here is just going to give these guys an opportunity to I mean, they look at it as game film. They try to see how the guys line up, how they want to attack, where the weaknesses are. These guys are looking for any little small detail that they can use, to overcome anything that happens in the game. So, of course, they're going to be watching games. They're going to see what teams they're going to play. They're going to look for the strengths, the weaknesses, how they can attack, where they expect to be attacked. But one thing we haven't talked about is these guys are going to be working on themselves this week. Like, just think about that for a second. The only time they get an opportunity to do this is during training camp, you know, where they come out and they get a chance to not only work on what they're strong at, but try to figure out their weaknesses, how teams view them, where teams try to attack them. So, and Coach Reed, he's one of the best coaches at doing that. You know, realizing the weaknesses that his team has on both offense, defense, and also special teams, and trying to attack that and work on that so that, you know, your weakness becomes your strength and your strength stays your strength and you just continue to be the best team on the field week in, week out. So, you know what? These guys are they're in a great place. They get a chance to rest. And look, rest is not just, you know, they're going to be sitting on the couch relaxing, watching TV. Mm-hmm. These guys are going to continue to grind it out, maybe even harder than they have the last several weeks at the end of the season. So they get a chance to work harder at their craft. They get a chance to get better as a team, and they get a chance to watch other guys and see other guys not only, you know, go out there and play a game, but, I mean, unfortunately, injuries does happen. And with those injuries along come, you know, teams getting weaker. And from that standpoint, you only get stronger when teams become weaker as guys drop. Unfortunately, it happens. You know, it's not something that we wish, but, you know, week in, week out, you always see guys go down. So, you know, that's something that they're going to be paying attention to as well. So the Chiefs are in a great spot.
Yeah, Joe, you hit on one part that I wanted to tackle as well. And as far as the players and their approach to a bye week, I was fortunate enough last week where I'm in the booth with Mitch and I'm calling the Chiefs versus Chargers game. And we're up in the booth 3 hours before the game, going through notes, doing the pregame show, etc. Lo and behold, guess who strolls out on the field about 2.5 hours before the game? Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes. Three guys that we knew that were not going to play in the game. They knew they weren't going to play in the game. And kind of piggybacking off on what you're saying, where guys are still taking care of themselves, they go out onto the field in shorts, helmets, because it was kind of cold, long sleeves or sweatshirts, and they go through a full route tree workout before the game. I mean, they broke a sweat like they were actually preparing to play in the game against the Chargers. They got their workout in on each side of the field, running different routes, deep routes, crossing routes, short routes, etc. And then they went into the locker room, showered, changed, and went into their normal game day attire, being inactive. It just tells you about their attention to detail, their work ethic, and the fact that the stars on this team are not taking any days off. Like on game day, when you would think they could just chill, they're out there running hard, 50 kind of pass plays on the field before the game. So rest assured that this team is not going to be rusty. They are prepared for this moment. They've been prepared for this moment since February. And the run it back mindset and slogan isn't just a slogan. It's truly a mindset. And these guys are preparing for this position. And they've worked hard to get to this bye. But they're working. And they have their sights on another Lombardi trophy and doing everything possible to get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a lot more of good on good. And what I mean by that, we're talking about the first offense versus first defense. The best team in the NFL get a chance to face each other in practice day in, day out, and get better. So, I mean, like I said before, yeah, they're resting, but you can put quotations on that rest word because nobody's really sitting down. Nobody's, you know, comfortable with where they're at. What they're trying to do is continue to work hard, get better so they can win another ring. They're trying to run it back. So, you know, every single individual is trying to get better, trying to work hard, trying to perfect their craft. And, you know, like the saying goes, iron sharpens iron, and you're going to see a ton of that next week.
You're exactly right. And Andy Reid, in regards to the internal scouting, this organization, it's kind of one of those deals where I want the fans, everyone out there in the Chiefs Kingdom to recognize there's one aspect of self-scouting where you go to Joe Mays and say, Joe, when you're lined up at 4 yards at the line of scrimmage, at the line of linebacker position, this is what you have a tendency to do. But if you're at 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, this is what you may be showing the opponents. In offense, Patrick Mahomes, when you look this different way to your left, to your right, or how you receive the snap, there are so many minor idiosyncrasies that are out there with players that show up on film and that opponents may try to take advantage of. Well, this is where the coaching is into play in order to not just inundate the players and try to change. Okay, well, Patrick, try to do this differently. Or Travis, when you go on this motion, try to do this differently. Now Andy can orchestrate or create a game plan around some of the things that you don't even realize that you're doing.
Yep.
So say all that because it's a huge effort by everybody in the organization to put their best foot forward for this playoff run. And they have the luxury of being able to look internally at themselves as well as get healthy. You have Mike Remmers, Eric Fisher, Mitchell Schwartz with injuries, Willie Gay Jr., Anthony Hitchens, linebackers, Ben Neiman, trying to get on the mend and get back to full speed so we can put our best foot forward, whoever that opponent.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that opponent because I think there's going to be some upsets. And we're going to talk about the playoff picture coming up after halftime because this weekend and Super Wildcard Weekend, the first ever time that we'll have three games on. And we're going to talk about that after halftime next.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Players Only. This is Joe Mays talking. I'm on air with my man Dana Hughes. And before we get the third quarter started, I just wanted to go ahead and look at this text line really, really quickly. We had a text from 954, my man Neil from Lone Jack. Godspeed, Barbershop, get better. Guys, thanks for, we haven't reached this issue yet, but thanks for not avoiding the social issues in our sad country. I appreciate y'all for that. Chiefs, baby, hashtag run it back. So, Neil, appreciate the text.
Absolutely, absolutely. Joe, appreciate that. And this third quarter, as always, is sponsored by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. But you're exactly right. Godspeed to Barbershop.
Absolutely.
I joke with him a lot, but that's one of my brothers, and we don't wish any of this COVID craziness on anyone. It's a sad state in our country and has been this entire 2020. And
yes,
Hopefully we are headed in the right direction as a country regarding this pandemic. But unfortunately, we've had some serious issues in our society in a different direction. And I'll just say this, and Joe, you can feel free to follow up as you wish.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray for our country. We need to have been praying for our country. We are in a situation that is not new. And as much as we may want to believe that we are better, our history has shown that, unfortunately, this is where we are. This is where we have been. And until we recognize that, acknowledge that, we can't get better. We can't strive to be better. We can't take action to being better than what we've been. The first act in anything, when the Chiefs were 2-14, 4-12, had bad management, bad coaching, what did we first have to do? Acknowledge that. Acknowledge what was bad. Acknowledge what we didn't want. Acknowledge what was ugly. And then go about the change. Unfortunately, we were able to turn the corner as an organization. And hopefully we can do so as a country as well. We're in a bad state of mind right now. But there's always light around the corner. As long as we acknowledge it, wear it, and then build from that.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you just said. And just to add on that just a tad bit, you know, we talk about, you know, wanting or needing change, wanting to see change, wishing other people would change their stance or change whatever it is that's going on. But I think more importantly, we need to be the change. Be what you want to see. So you go out there and you lead by example. You show people how you show people how things should happen, how you should go about life, you know, how you should treat others. And you continue to show that example and continue to be the change that you want to see so that other people can follow suit. So I think, just with everything that's going on, it's not going to start overnight. It's not going to change overnight. But if we continue continue to be model citizens and show people, you know, what the change looks like, then that's when we're going to see the change. So, yeah, I think that's going to be key in to everything that's going to happen on a positive note for everyone here in America.
Yeah, and being that change, Joe, you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And I'm very active on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at DAHughesGuy83. And you'll see, whether on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you'll see me post. And I'm pretty aggressive with my stance and being consistent. If you were loud during the Black Lives Matters, be loud now. If you were quiet then, be quiet now.
Yep.
I don't think that's too much to ask for. And I think a lot of times the accountability and the credibility that we carry is important. And when you're going through these situations or you feel like you have the need to be vocal about it, be vocal consistently across the board. Bad is bad. Looting, breaking down statues, breaking into buildings, fires, destruction of property, all across the board is wrong. It's all wrong. And taking that stance, whether it is a person that looks like you or doesn't look like you, isn't wrong. It's consistent. And that's where credibility and that's where integrity is. If you are a person that wants to be vocal about things that you feel are wrong in this country, be vocal about it across the board. And I think that's where we can start healing, is that we have consistency, integrity, and credibility in what we critique and what we allow. And wrong is wrong, is right is right. Doesn't matter what color you are. And I'm just hoping, like you said, Joe, so eloquently, that we are moving into a better direction and we're owning some of the past mistakes that we've allowed in this country.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think the toughest part about it all is not only do we have to deal with what's going on socially, but we have to deal with COVID. And I think with both of those things, whether you're talking about either of those things, the unfortunate issue that we're faced on a day-to-day basis is we're losing people that we know, whether it's people that we're mm-hmm. really close to, whether it's just, you know, other people out there in the world, people are being lost. And I think, you know, when it comes to when you're dealt those type of cards, I think we should try to do something that's just going to make life a little bit easier. It's way too hard already. It's way too many other things that we have to think about on a day-to-day basis. So let's try to make it as easy as possible, because, I mean, you know, we've shown time and time again that, you know, we're strong enough to withstand anything. And I'm just talking about us as a people. And we continue to show that we're strong enough, but no, not strong enough to just continue to go through a hard life, but to try to make things easier for not only yourself, but for your neighbor. I think we're going to be in the right direction. So, you know, it's going to take one to really make the change. And, I want to continue to be the voice, not just the voice of change, but I want people to look at me as someone that, you know, they view as, you know, a building block towards change, you know, someone that, you know, treats other people the way that he wants to be treated. That's how I continue to live my life on a day to day basis. And I want people to look at life that way as well.
And that's the challenge. And I would say for our listeners out there that we recognize the opportunity that we have. I tell my kids, if you're still here on this earth, there's a reason. There's something that's to be accomplished. And I just want to encourage our listeners to make sure that we're loving each other. We're showing our love and respect for each other. We're opening ourselves up and being vulnerable in conversations that have been deemed as taboo in the past. Don't talk about, you know, religion. Don't talk about money. Don't talk about politics. That's BS. That's something that we should be able to tackle in these days and age. We're seeing a lot of things happening, a lot of people affected around this country, around this world during this pandemic. The least we can do is be open to conversation to sharpen each other. As you mentioned, iron sharpening iron. Yep. And we have that opportunity now. Let's not allow that time to pass.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and the first, you know what, and I think you talked about it a little bit earlier, you know, is noticing that there's a problem, you know, being able to say that this is the problem that we need to fix, and being open enough to not only, you know, fix it yourself internally, but to, you know, hear someone else out, get the other opinions, get how they feel, get how their life is set up and what they have to go through, so that we can become compassionate and we can continue to move forward as a people. And that's going to be huge for us moving forward.
Exactly. And one of my favorite sayings is things don't become real until they become personal. Yep. That can be off the field in our daily lives, with our kids, with our families, with our neighbors, with people don't look like us. It's a situation where things don't become real until they become personal. So make it personal. One other aspect is that's real, that's coming up, and we'll talk about in the fourth quarter, is this upcoming playoff picture. We got some picks between the NFC and the AFC, and we'll talk about that in this fourth quarter.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
We're back. Players only, the fourth quarter of the show. We appreciate everyone out there listening in. This has been a little bit of a unique week for us. Me being out of the studio and Joe being in the studio as well. Hopefully we'll be back to normal next week as we approach the divisional round with the Chiefs and the upcoming opponent of that week. But before we get there, we have to talk about the wild card week. We only got this fourth quarter, sponsored by our friends at US Bank. Whatever your passion, US Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. I want to go through the list, Joe, and get your perspective on each game as well. The first game of the weekend is, to me, one of the more intriguing games. A number 7 seed, Indianapolis Colts, versus number 2 seed, Buffalo Bills, on Saturday at 12:05.
Well, I'll put it as simple as this. It'll be an upset if Indianapolis win. I mean, we're just going to go ahead and just put that on out there. Buffalo has shown to be a consistently good team all year long. Although I'm not a true believer in Josh Allen, I mean, there's times that he looked great. There's other times that he falls flat on his face. I think he's going to have a good opportunity to carve this Colts team up. And they're going to – I believe they're going to move forward in the later parts of the playoffs by defeating the Colts.
And you know what, Joe, is interesting because I feel very similar to you, but I kind of feel like this might be – the tone setter of the weekend where you have a Colts team, and I've been down this road before playing as a top seed Chiefs team and a Colts team coming in with a veteran quarterback that was unheralded, felt like they kind of squeaked in, and then all of a sudden playing their best football. So the Bills kind of remind me of the 95-97 Chiefs. Not as good, but still a team that has a little swagger, a little strength going into the postseason, and then the Colts kind of waiting in the wings. So I'm going out on a limb and saying that this game, Josh Allen's going to look up at the scoreboard, see this game closer than he thought it would be in the fourth quarter, and things might go downhill for the Bills at that time. So one of my upsets of the weekend is this Colts game. I think the Colts are going to set the tone and beat the Bills on their home turf in this opening game of the weekend. So it's going to be fun. And we got the Rams and Seahawks following up behind that. And I'll just say Russell Wilson and the Seahawks will win this game. I know the defense is strong in regards to the Rams and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. But the question at quarterback for the Rams, to me, opens the door for the Seahawks, who's played, as you know, much better defense as of late. So I think the Seahawks are going to win this game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to cut out to truly not give Russ and the boys the credit that they deserve. And Russell Wilson, man, I mean – you know, I think year in, year out, he's been one of the most consistent quarterbacks in the league. He continued to show up and show out when the games matter the most. And I don't think this is going to be any different. This is where you kind of been seeing Seattle play well in the later parts of the year. And I believe that they're just getting ramped up and getting themselves prepared for playoff ball, which they do almost year in, year out anyway. So, yeah, Russ and the boys are definitely going to pull that one out.
Absolutely. And I'm going to scan quickly through the rest of the games. And if you have any opposite thoughts, go ahead and chime in, but we're winding down towards the end of this show.
Cool.
Number 5 seed Buccaneers versus the 4 Washington football team. I'm going to go with Tom Brady and the Bucs. Bruce Arians is going to get that job done. On Sunday, you got the Ravens opening up against the Titans. This old school football,
yep.
3 yards, cloud of dust. This is going to be fun to watch.
Not much
of an aerial attack on each game. Oh, each team, but they're going to be bruising. Whoever comes out of that game as the victor is going to be sore on Monday for sure. So I'm going to go with the Ravens in that game. As long as they don't get behind by 2 scores, they can hold off the Titans.
Yeah.
The Bears, Saints. Saints are the favorite.
That's easy.
No reason to go against them.
Yep.
And the Browns, Steelers, another special game.
Steelers.
I kind of think the Browns might. I'm going to go with the Browns as well. So my bracket of the weekend, the first game and the last game are two upsets.
I see that.
There you go.
I see that. I mean, you know, the Browns, they're missing
and
too many guys.
And there we go with players only during this bye week. We'll be back next week to talk about who the Chiefs are going to face and how they're going to fare. We appreciate y'all sticking with us. Stay safe out there.
Hey,
go Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, Danny, you made it look kind of easy today, man. Hey, how was it, you know, being at home?
Tough.
Well, you made it look easy.
We're out. Peace.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.